This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on the Live Feed, we take you to Winona, Minnesota for Midwest Music Fest 2015 and the music of Small Town Anthem. Formed in 2008, Small Town Anthem mixes rock with blues, folk, reggae, and funk to create a groovy sound with pulse. We will talk with the band as well as hear songs from the debut CD, A Key to the Brain, right here on the Live Feed.
All right, we are here at the opening night, Midwest Music Fest 2015, Winona, Minnesota. We're here with basically the kickoff act, Small Town Anthem. Can I get you guys to introduce yourselves, and what are you doing in the band?
I'm Chris. I do vocals, pianos, guitar, and fiddle.
I'm Shannon. I do guitar and vocals.
I'm Adam. I play drums.
Hi there. I'm Sean. I play bass and vocals.
Now, we kind of talked about earlier, this is your first Midwest Music Fest, and not only is it your first fest, you're kicking it off. Thoughts about having that honor, kicking off the 2015 version of the Music Fest?
It's very exciting, and we're very happy to be a part of it. It's something we've been wanting to play for years now, and very happy to be a part of it this year.
It's a little nerve-wracking, being our first time here, and we've been meeting some other bands, and they're, you know, listening to them online before we got here, and they're all good, and there's a lot of them playing here, and they're playing at the same time, so there's some competition to get a crowd, so we're hoping we can pull it off.
We now take you back to Robert Pack's interview with Small Town Anthem, right here on the live feed.
We've got a CD out now. It's called A Key to the Brain. We released it a couple years ago. So we're in the process of getting our next EP put out. Our release date is set for May 20th, and we have a release show in in Minneapolis at Dayblock Brewery on May 15th. And so we're just trying to play our best and put on a good show.
inside of my dreams, drifting away to a sunny beach.
Hopes and dreams try not to die. So confused, what and cue the choir. Flashback to my desire. You're my little rose bush, you're beautiful, but you made me bleed. Now in the final hour, the only one left is me.
Take you back to Small Town Anthem as they talk about their upcoming new EP, as well as what it is like mixing and audio engineering their own music.
The official release date is set for May 20th. The release show is going to be May 15th at Dayblock Brewery in Minneapolis. Our first record was a full length. This one is only an EP. We felt like that might be the better route for us to take, just getting a few songs together that really fit rather than a whole album where some of them don't always go together. So yeah, we're going to be releasing that on May 15th. We recorded it at the Hideaway Studio in Minneapolis. And then Adam, our drummer, and myself, we both went to school for audio engineering. So we've been doing all the overdubs and mixing ourselves. And then we're going to have a friend of ours master it. And we're just hoping it all stays on schedule.
What's it like to do the audio engineering for your own music?
It's really fun to do engineering for your own stuff because you know it really well. But at the same time, because you know it so well, you have a lot of expectations that you need to fill in your own head and kind of try to put it into the music that you're putting out there. We were fortunate enough to have a friend of ours, Sam Van Orney, record it for us the day of, and then we kind of took it from there. So there's a little bit of him in there, and then Andy Halverson, our other friend from school, is mastering it. So there will be a couple different hands in the pot, too.
As the engineers and part of the band, do you have a little bit of a feeling that these other two are kind of looking over your shoulder sometimes to make sure it's done right?
We actually try, and Sean and Shannon both went to school for audio engineering, but just focused in a different way. So Adam and I, a lot of times, bounce ideas off of them to just get their input, because we've listened to these songs hundreds of times in the mixing process, so we kind of get a little numb to them at some points. And so Sean and Shannon are there as another ear to just kind of keep things in check. And even though we may think something sounds okay, they might hear something that we're missing. And so we try and keep everything as group-oriented as we can, so that when it's done, no one's left saying, hey, where's my part in this song or anything like that. So we just really rely on the group effort and the group mentality to make things work.
safe distance, but I thought for an instant you might let me inside. Who are you? Each day is different with a new prescription for a new side of you. I can't tell what these signals mean. Too cryptic, too disturbed. Storm is useless. Welcome the darkness. Drift up to bed. I can't tell what these signals mean. Too cryptic, too disturbed. When you're gone, my heart beats out. Well, the fires burn.
Yeah. the ground. So I say that it rained and fell down like the old man's pain. There only stood a pastor and a girl named Annabelle. And she said the words he said to her. Alone to be alone, you will hate to be alone. It's gonna break everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Live Feed. More information on today's guest, Small Town Anthem, can be found online at www.smalltownanthem.com.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.